AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Critics say it's taken Joe Biden a while to get to this. He says he no longer supports a ban on using federal health care money to pay for abortions.
We now see so many Republican governors denying health care to millions of the most poorest and most vulnerable Americans by refusing even Medicaid expansion. I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need.
Biden, a Democratic presidential candidate, spoke last night at a fundraiser in Atlanta. Experts warn you may have to pay more for that new car you're thinking of buying if President Trump's tax on imports from Mexico takes effect as planned on Monday. But both sides say they're making progress talking.
Negotiators from both the U.S. and Mexico spent the day Thursday trying to find common ground when it comes to President Trump's demand that the Mexican government take steps to keep Central American migrants from reaching the U.S. border. Vice President Mike Pence in a speech in Pennsylvania.
We've made it very clear to our neighbors to the south. Mexico must do more.
Trump is threatening a 5% tariff on Mexican imports. Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard says another round is set for Friday morning.
We are advancing in order to reach an agreement.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The middle of the nation got slammed by Mother Nature again yesterday. Oklahoma got another inch and a half of rain in 30 minutes. And they've been warning residents there not to drive onto flooded roadways.
The water may not be that deep, but the speed and the forces can move your car off the roadways.
Fire Department Sergeant Tim Sellement talking to KOCO-TV in Oklahoma City. Denzel Washington won the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award last night. Spike Lee and Julia Roberts among the celebs who turned out to celebrate his career at a star-studded dinner in L.A. This is AP Radio News. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight, but Golden State Warriors investor Mark Stevens won't be allowed into the arena.
The league has banned Stevens from the NBA for 1 year and fined him $500,000 for shoving Kyle Lowry in the fourth quarter of Game 3 Wednesday night. The Toronto guard was chasing a loose basketball in the courtside seats when Stevens, who was seated a couple spots away from where Lowry ended up, shoved the player. On top of that, Lowry adds, Stevens also repeated a vulgar phrase to him a number of times during the short episode.
That's Matt Small reporting. The military is investigating the president of the Naval War College in Rhode Island. There are allegations that Rear Admiral Jeffrey Harley spent a lot of money, offered free hugs to students, faculty, and staff, and kept a margarita machine in his office. He says he can't discuss any investigation. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.